His voice was compared to the sound of a Rolls-Royce starting up. His acting was likened to that of John Gielgud and Richard Burton. Englishman Paul Scofield was best known in this country for his Oscar-winning role in A Man for All Seasons. Scofield died yesterday at the age of 86. He had leukemia. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
One of Paul Scofield's first roles was Juliet in a schoolboy production of Shakespeare. Much, much later, his King Lear was voted the greatest ever by actors in the Royal Shakespeare Company. Here's a recording from 1965.
Oh, you are men of stones. Had I your tongues and eyes, I'd use them so that heaven's vault should crack.
Scofield was an uncommon actor, not handsome, but commanding. His hangdog brown eyes and sensitive face seemed marked by every role he ever played, among them Salieri, Mozart's tormented nemesis in the original London stage production of Amadeus.
I was suddenly frightened. It seemed to me that I had heard a voice of God, and that it issued from a creature whose voice I had also heard, and it was the voice of an obscene child. I ran home, buried my fear in work, more pupils till there were 30 and 40, more committees toiling long hours to help musicians, more motets and anthems to God's glory. And at night I prayed for just one thing. Let your voice enter me. Let me be your conduct. Let me.
Starring opposite Scofield as Mozart was character actor Simon Callow. He told the BBC Today that Scofield on stage had an almost intoxicating presence.
He had a kind of extraordinary physical warmth, but almost literally like being near a fire. It was a sort of blaze. And his vocal power was so sensational. His whole chest seemed to vibrate with the extraordinary sounds that he was producing.
That voice reached its widest audience in A Man for All Seasons. In both the stage and movie versions, Scofield played Sir Thomas More. He was Chancellor of England under Henry VIII, and he chose conscience over king.
If we lived in a state where virtue was profitable, common sense would make us saintly. But since we see that avarice, anger, pride, and stupidity commonly profit far beyond charity, modesty, justice, and thought, perhaps we must stand fast a little, even at the risk of being heroes.
A Man for All Seasons earned Scofield his only Oscar and gave an early role to actor John Hurt. Hurt still feels a connection between Sir Thomas More and the man who played him.
He was an idealist of a similar kind, and quite ruthless with himself as far as his work was concerned. There was no sellout with Paul.
Hurt says Scofield chose integrity over celebrity. After most performances, he went home directly to his wife of 60 years.
There is a story that goes round that he refused a knighthood on the grounds that he felt that by being called Sir Paul, he felt that the rest of the cast would treat him differently. But the funny thing is that everybody treated him as a knight anyway.
Anonymity was crucial to Paul Scofield's philosophy as an actor. If he had to have a title, Scofield said, Mr. would do just fine. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.